President Trump has announced something called Project Vault, which is an effort to spend about $12 billion on shoring up a supply of critical minerals, mostly rare earth minerals, that are necessary for military primarily, but also for some sectors of industry. However, and this isn't Trump's fault, but it's 20 years too late. And in this special report, I'm going to cover the three critical areas where the United States is 10 to 20 years behind China in, you know, critical infrastructure. And because the U.S. is so far behind, and really it's more like 20 years behind in each of these three areas, which I'll name here in a second, because of this, the U.S. cannot compete with China on technology, industry, military, education, anything, frankly, anything. The age of U.S. dominance over the world is done. It's over. We're in the last chapter of a collapsing empire. And when you understand these three areas that I'll be covering, you will realize that this can't be turned around by any president, Trump or otherwise, because this didn't become a problem in one term. It became a problem over decades of apathy and complacency, lack of planning by U.S. officials. And really, this goes back to Bill Clinton and Barack Obama, the Bushes, Trump's first term deserves a little bit of blame, etc. You know, Biden deserves some blame, but they're all to blame along the way. But here are the three areas where the U.S. is way behind and cannot catch up. Number one, power. The U.S. doesn't have a power grid that's competitive with China, not even close, and it's at least 20 years behind in bringing on new power. We'll discuss that. Area number two is rare earths and critical minerals, and that's what Trump is trying to address with this new Project Vault, but like I said, it's 10 to 20 years too late. And the third area, which is related to power, is nuclear fuel, mining, and enrichment. Did you know that almost all of our nuclear enriched fuel comes from Russia? Yeah, Russia, because we have virtually no domestic industry. There's only, I think, maybe one, possibly two companies that even do enrichment in the United States, and they have no capacity to supply an industry that's hungry for power and that wants to build more nuclear power plants. So these are the three, right? So domestic power, the power grid, rare earths, and then nuclear fuel enrichment. So let's start with the first one, the power grid. I've mentioned this many times, but while the U.S. was shutting down power in the 2010s in order to appease the climate cultists and to try to make Al Gore happy, China was building power plants like crazy. The U.S. signed on to the Paris Climate Accords, which was basically a suicide pact among Western nations. China never signed on to it. China stood back laughing, mocking Western nations as they committed infrastructure suicide by shutting down their own domestic energy extraction and infrastructure projects. Nowhere was this more amplified than in Western Europe, which is now woefully short on energy supplies. And especially since the destruction of the Nord Stream pipelines, that's only gotten worse. But even in the United States, domestic energy was crushed. And even though Trump has brought back oil exploration and oil production, you can't simply turn oil into electricity unless you use it to run something. In that case, you'd have to run a generator or a large industrial generator. But that's not an efficient way to produce electricity, it turns out. A more efficient way is to use gas turbines. But, you know, in its wisdom, the United States exercised economic sanctions against Russia, the country that arguably makes the most gas turbines and probably the most advanced gas turbines. As a result, there's a gas turbine shortage all across America. And gas turbines, of course, turn natural gas into electricity. But remember, you can't just shove natural gas into the power grid. You have to run it through gas turbines. You have to make something spin in order to have alternating current. You need a generator, in other words. But Right now, the gas turbine wait time is up to 10 years, depending on the size. The larger the gas turbine you try to buy right now, the longer the wait time. Right now, even the smallest gas turbines have about a 5, maybe 7 year wait time. And that's partially because of the demand for them by data centers. A lot of data centers don't have any electricity, so they're trying to buy gas turbines and just generate their own electricity. And the early ones got the turbines. Now it's a long wait time. So again, China was building out its power infrastructure while the US was shutting it down. As a result, China is producing over twice the aggregate amount of energy, that is annual terawatt hours, over twice that of the United States. And that gap is growing. It's not shrinking, it's growing. China is building out more energy infrastructure, despite the fact that the U.S. is now suddenly trying to scramble. And China is also building another massive hydropower project that will dwarf anything the U.S. could do with all the nuclear power plants that are in the planning stages for 10 to 20 years to come. So when it comes to compute and AI data centers, China has a very strong strategic advantage because it has lower cost electricity by far. The electricity cost per kilowatt hour is typically way less than half of the U.S. price. And China doesn't have limits on who can be connected. You know, you can build a data center in China and you can connect to the power grid. There's plenty of power. In the U.S., that's not the case. Now, the U.S., under Trump, says is going to build these new Westinghouse AP1000 nuclear power plants. And we're going to build 10 of them, Trump says. That's great. I've done the deep research on it. Those plants will be up and running sometime in the 2040s. Yeah, by that time, the race to superintelligence is over. China has already won. So that's why it's too late for America. It's already too late. You can't catch up. Because in America, you can't build a nuclear power plant overnight. And you can't just bring back energy infrastructure overnight. It doesn't work. Now, let's talk about the second area, which is the critical minerals and rare earths. Again, President Trump launching Project Vault, which is an effort to try to stockpile these minerals. Well, the problem is that's also at least 10 years too late because China has already restricted the minerals from gallium and now bismuth and dysprosium and neodymium and terbium and even tungsten, antimony, many others. I did a whole special report on this very thing. China's already restricted them, which means the U.S. just isn't getting any. Now, the restrictions were suspended for a few of them just through the end of 2026, but that can be reversed instantly if the U.S. goes to war with, let's say, Iran. China can just say, well, we're going to reenact all the restrictions. You don't get anything. And they are willing to do that if needed, because why should China sell its rare earths to its enemy, essentially? Its enemy that's engaged in kinetic conflict. So why are these rare earths such a big deal? Because they're needed to build everything that the military builds, everything, from night vision goggles to F-35s to stealth bombers and stealth fighters and submarines and radiation shielding for the nuclear power plants in the submarines. Everything you can imagine, radar systems, you know, any kind of electronics that use these rare earths. And they are especially used in guidance systems of missiles and infrared detection. Every missile is a flying gold mine of rare earths. Did you know that? Every F-35 has, what was it, over 600 pounds of rare earth minerals in it? I mean, it's extraordinary. So if you don't have rare earths, you can't make the missiles. You can't make the aircraft. And that's where the U.S. military is right now. If they fire off a bunch of missiles at, let's say, Iran or China or Russia, guess what? They can't replenish the missiles. They literally cannot make anything. All they have is what's left over, which is almost nothing because they sent everything to Ukraine and Israel. So the U.S. is basically out of ammo and can't make it. Trump's announcement of Project Vault is too little too late, because even if you say, oh, we're going to stockpile minerals, where are you going to get them? For many of these rare earths, and especially things like graphite, China has 100% of the world's supply, 100% for graphite in particular. And for other minerals, that number could be anywhere from 48 to 99%. So where are you going to get the minerals? The answer is you're not. So this is just more PR from Trump saying, oh, we're going to have a stockpile. We're going to solve the critical mineral shortage. No, you're not. Not from an announcement. That's just a press release. Where are you actually going to get the minerals? Where are you going to get the graphite? Where are you going to get the bismuth, the antimony? Where are you going to get it? Because nobody else has it except in really tiny amounts. And I know it's wonderful for people to be able to announce, oh, we're America, we're back, we're going to do all our own minerals, we're going to conquer this problem. Yeah, except you can say that, but it doesn't make it real. You still don't have the mining, you don't have the refining, you don't have the technology to even do the refining. And China also banned the export of any knowledge of the refining. So the only country in the world that knows how to do this has banned the exporting of any knowledge of how to do this. I mean, good luck. So it will take the United States of America easily 20 years to figure out how to do this and build any kind of infrastructure that actually counts. And again, by that time, it's too late. That's what I'm saying. We've already lost, okay? We've already lost the war. Whatever the next war is, the United States of America has already lost it. The U.S. is already too far behind on energy and critical minerals, and it can't catch up. It would take decades. All right, the third area, nuclear fuel enrichment. So if you think, well, we want to roll a bunch of nuclear power plants out and we want to just crank up nuclear power because that's clean, you know, people say, and it doesn't produce carbon. So nuclear fuel is, you know, considered zero emission energy, right? Well, the problem is we don't have domestic mining and infrastructure and enrichment. We have a tiny amount that could supply maybe 5% of what our country needs. And I'm just guessing on that number. I've got the actual number in recent reports that I've published, but it's a very tiny number. It's almost inconsequential. Without Russia selling us their uranium that's enriched, we can't run nuclear power plants. Think about it. So how are we supposed to scale up domestic energy infrastructure without enriched uranium? Now, there's plenty of uranium in the ground in America. Sure, there is. And this is what's infuriating about listening to people say things like, well, we already have all the minerals. Yeah, of course we do. But they're in the dirt. The whole point here is you have to get them out of the dirt. So you have to have mining, and then you have to have extraction. And then in the case of nuclear fuel, you have to have enrichment. So, you know, you can't just run a nuclear power plant on dirt, obviously. Just shoveling dirt into the front door. Here, turn this into power. You know, doesn't work that way, obviously. So you have to engage in these other steps. Yeah, you can be driving around North America. You can look out in the fields and say, oh, I bet you them own them their fields. There's minerals and stuff. Yeah, sure there is. But how are you going to get it? See, that's the thing about so many people who don't understand the science or the economics behind minerals extraction. They love to say, well, we have the minerals. That's what Trump will often say. Well, we've got them. Yeah, sure, we got them. Yeah, they're mixed in with dirt and rock and everything else. How are you going to get all that out? See, that's the question. And then I've also heard a lot of people say, well, we'll find alternatives. We're not going to need gallium. You know, we're not going to need dysprosium or neodymium or whatever. And my answer to that is have a look at the table of elements. The reason that every element has its own square on that table is because it has unique properties, unique structure, unique chemistry, unique personality, you could even say. Every element has its own personality. Some are more feisty than others. Some want to grab electrons, and some don't. Some are stable. Some want to decay, right? So everything's got its own personality. You can't just swap out one element for another. So I'm on the table of elements. Instead of using zinc, you know, I'll just use copper. Well, I mean, they might be related, but they're not the same. They do have different properties. And that's why they are called atomic elements. The atomic part means that they exist as standalone units of mass that are distinct compared to other elements. And some of the substances that we need that are critical, such as graphite, are not even an element. I mean, it's made with carbon, but it is its own special structure. So you can't make graphite out of, you know, lead, for example. It's not graphite. I mean, so, you know, there's this huge gap, especially in America, where people don't understand basic high school science. It's like, this is the table of elements, okay? This is the physical stuff that the universe is made of, and every single element has its own properties, and they're not interchangeable. And also, you can't print them like you can print currency. So, you know, we live in a society that's hyper-financialized, where we create so-called money out of nothing just by entering digits on a computer screen, and everybody's used to that now, it seems. It's like, oh, we need money? We'll just print it. Oh, we want to buy Greenland? Oh, just print a couple $1 trillion and just hand it out, you know? Well, you can't print minerals. You can't print rare earths. You can't print artillery shells. You actually have to make them. And when it comes to minerals, you have to find them. And, you know, you can't just create them out of thin air. This isn't magic. You actually have to use mining and extraction. So, those are the three areas the U.S. has already lost. Already lost. There's no reversing this in our lifetimes. If the U.S. were to immediately make a huge effort to try to reverse all of this, it would still take at least 20 years. In fact, in the case of nuclear fuel enrichment, you couldn't do it until about the year 2055 if you started right now. So that's about a 30-year gap right there. New nuclear power plants can't come online until about 2040s. And turbines are, the wait time is, you know, 2035, roughly. And then the rare earths extraction technology and infrastructure would take easily until 2045 to 2050 to be able to build. So if we start now and we work really, really hard and we have really dedicated, smart people, which are almost impossible to find, then we could be competitive with China's technology today by the year 2050. But by that time, China will have already been building also for a long period of time, to the point where China is now 25 more years ahead of where they are now. So we'll always be playing catch up to China because China has vastly more engineers. China has, you know, more mathematicians. China is well ahead of the game here, and we're not going to catch up to them, not in a generation. Now, you might want to give Trump credit, say, hey, it's good that he started Project Vault. Yeah, that's great. But maybe by the year 2050, we'll find out if it made a dent in the problem here. So anyway, you can follow my work at naturalnews.com, and you can follow my podcast at brighteon.com. And I'm also launching a new video site that's just coming online called brightvideos.com, where you'll have my broadcasts alongside other avatar reporters that we have covering topics like technology and health and medicine and geopolitics and war, economics and things like that. If you go there right now, go to brightvideos.com, you'll see the early pilot version of that website. You'll see some of our avatars there bringing you the news. And yeah, they're all AI avatars. But they look pretty cool, don't they? Check them out. Thank you for listening. Take care. Get ready for this Valentine's Day by giving the gift of great nutrition to those you love. Here at healthrangerstore.com, we've got a special sale for you to get those gifts with some bonus items. Now, this sale runs February 3rd through February 6th from 11 a.m. Central on the 3rd all the way to 11 a.m. Central on the 6th. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com/valentines, plural, you know, with the S on it, then you're going to see all of our specials. Now,
We've got a lot of items on sale. Many of them are on sale for up to 20 or even 30% off in some cases with our third-party vendors. Got a lot of extra items that are back in stock as well. And we've got bonuses for you. So if you purchase $199 or more, you get this collagen stick pack product, which has 14 stick packs in it, all laboratory tested, really outstanding clean ingredients. You get that free of charge. That's what you're seeing on the left there. If you spend $299, then you get both that and the chocolate super protein, which is formulated on the Boku protein product line. That's available for you for free. Combined, those two are worth $70. So you're getting quite a bit of value back. You can use those as gifts or you can use them, enjoy them yourself. That's up to you. Some of the items we have on sale include the all-in-one seed kit, 30% off. Also the backyard seed kit, great for getting ready for springtime planting and food preparedness. A lot of products at 20% off, including our Omega 6 healing cream. We've got the transdermal C serum and many other items. We've got 20% off on our super protein, our plant-based zinc, our golden flax seed powder, and so much more. And then at the 15% off level, we've got the 24 karat gold liquid gold nourishing oil from Nahaya, as well as we've got at 10% off, we've got bamboo, three-piece towel sets, bed sheet sets with bamboo cotton, and many other items there that are available. We've got also 100% organic cotton kitchen towels from Delilah Home. We've also got all the Bearded Brothers, the Yo Bars, the Yumster, the Mini, the Cookie Dough, Chocolate Brownie. Oh my goodness. We've got Almond Butter Crunch and Almond Butter Jelly Bars from Regenerative Organic Certified Companies and so much more. So check it all out at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. In any case, you know that everything that we offer at healthrangerstore.com is laboratory tested. It's formulated with pristine ingredients, and also your support of us helps support this platform. All of our free speech platforms and our free AI platforms that are spreading knowledge and helping to decentralize information away from the central controllers. So by shopping now, get your Valentine's Day gifts early at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Not only are you giving the gift of great nutrition, which is a great way to express love towards others. Hey, I'd love you to be healthy. Love you to have amazing food. Love to help boost your nutritional intake, but also you're helping us create the free tools that help keep you informed. So thank you for your support. And remember, this is only February 3rd through February 6th, starting at 11 a.m. on the 3rd Central Time at healthrangerstore.com/valentines. Thank you for your support. Happy Valentine's Day.